Sorry, it's freezing in here, and I like it cold, but you're
like,
right.
I like this it cold. Yeah. You know
breaking.
What I mean?
No, I like it cold. Right, you ready? Are our microphones up? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need these, do I? I always feel weird doing it without them, but they get in the way. Thomas Walsh, a.k.a. Pugwash, is here. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Ian.
Yes?
It's an unbelievable pleasure, as you know.
We've been waiting 40 minutes for you, though. Flipping heck, man. What was going on? Come on.
It's Euro time.
Oh, I see. You're doing it like that.
Yeah.
Now, let's get a few things straight. Pugwash, is it just you, or is there a whole heap of Pugwashians?
Well, I'll introduce you to the drummer now. So it's me. That was dead air there, wasn't it?
So is it we'll cut that out. it's just you. You do, but you must have a full band and stuff.
Yeah, I have amazing musicians and people around me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And I've just been singing, so it's afternoon as well.
Yeah.
Musicians don't really come alive.
They kind of come out in the nighttime and stuff.
Yeah.
Particularly, you mentioned drummers. Particularly drummers. I'm in a band. The drummer we got now is wonderful, and he gets there before us and he sets up. But any other drummer we had before
he's gay.
That, well, it's suspicious because they don't
that's
like
suspicious, I'm telling you, yeah.
doing anything. They are lazy.
That's a nice thing.
It's a wonderful thing. So listen. For
you have a drummer that comes and sets up before the rest of the band.
He gets there before we.
Can
get
I have
there.
His number?
No, you're not having Matt. Matt's ours. Hands off. He's good as well. We auditioned him and he got the gig. We had two drummers that were really good, both equally as good. And then Matt pulled out some glow-in-the-dark sticks. We went, you're in.
Yeah,
he's got sticks that glow.
You mean you didn't just take out glow-in-the-dark sticks?
No, he had drumsticks.
Drumsticks?
Yeah, when you hit them, they glow neon blue.
I know this is terrible for radio, but did he actually go like that with the stick when he played?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the great drummers. They play like that.
Yeah. He can do that. He can chuck it up in the air as well.
Yeah.
Straight in there.
So if a drummer called Matt that sets it before you and he's got glow sticks.
Yeah. You can't have him.
You're golden.
Man's off. And he doesn't want any money either. That's another thing. But for those who don't know who you are.
Yes.
They may know you from the Duckworth Lewis method.
Yeah, I'm the fat one in the Duckworth Lewis method. But the thing is, right, when you're with Neil Hannon, you know, there's people who are on
Death
Row in America
world,
or fighting
with this deep booming voice coming from nothing.
He's incredible, and he actually has lost more weight.
Wow!
It was his birthday last week. Happy birthday, Neil!
Happy birthday, Neil!
He was 39.
Yeah.
And I went. This is a true story, and I might as well tell you because it's very funny.
Let's have it.
But he had Stuart Murdoch in his house in Dublin from Bell and Sebastian.
Yeah, of course.
And he was there, and it was Neil, and it was Catty Davey who was going out with Neil, and Catty's. Good songwriter as well. Had a few albums out in England. I'll do all the plugging. And I walked in with a friend of mine who's a roadie guy, Mark. And look at me, multiply Mark by 10 of me.
Wow.
Scruffier.
Yeah.
With a bag of drink. And we walked into Neil's at about 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he was in a smoking jacket, smoking a pipe.
That's how I imagine Neil Hannon being
sherry
all the time. Well done.
With
well
Stuart,
done.
Around a glowing fire. And we walked in and went, hello. And of course, he was delighted to see us because he loves us.
Yeah.
But it was just the most, me walking into that situation as a working class Dubliner.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Neil. I've been, you know, Neil is living his dream through me, as in he can go to a pub and have a pint with the lads.
Yeah.
I'm living my dream through Neil, which is like I can see
you're
smoking.
Hobnobbing with
I can see smoking jackets in action.
Is he? I
actually see Sherry as well.
I've only met Neil a couple of times. He can't be that nice and that humble all the time. Surely at home he must be going, I'm the Divine Comedy. I've written some of the best songs of the last 20 years. He must be doing that all the time.
15 years, he says.
Oh, okay.
No, he really is the nicest man ever.
Yeah.
But he wore a smoking jacket and I don't think I'll ever forgive him.
Speaking of nice men, we'll talk about you in a minute. But like a satellite, just going around some of the most talented people in the world. Neil Hannon. Partridge, you spoke to Andy Partridge recently from
XTC? I'm seeing him on tours. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
I tell a lie, this is going out tomorrow. It's his birthday today.
It's his birthday today, which is Wednesday.
Yes.
I'll give him a birthday.
He's 56 today. Happy birthday, Andy.
Is he?
Play a track.
I should give him a phone call.
He was asking for you, but of course, he was asking for you. And he said, he said hello.
I will.
Couldn't get that out.
To celebrate Andy Partridge's birthday, we'll be playing some XTC, and I shall give him a call. And is he well? We've had a little bit of emailage. We've not spoken for a little while.
He's been sick, but he's a lot better now.
Oh, he had the flu, and he was reading a biography of Mao Zedong, I believe.
He was.
Which he recommended I read. So I couldn't put it. He couldn't put it down. So
Mao Zedong.
Was it
that Mousy guy? Is it Mousy or
Mousy?
I'm just asking stupid questions. I know it is. No, but he was sick. He had a bit of flu.
Yeah.
And it took ages to leave him. Yeah. So I think it's moved in for a month. And he was really bad. I rang him in the middle of it, and he was like, hello. And it really was bad. Like, yeah. He couldn't even speak. You know, and that's for Andy.
Yeah.
You know, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
When you can't talk about silly things like, you know, our latest one, which is bands with hospital names, illnesses, diseases.
Because when you came in last time with Neil...
It's incredible, yeah.
I emailed him, said, oh, I've got Thomas, your man Thomas Walsh coming in. Any questions for him? He said, yeah, ask him, how does he feel about the resurgence of bands named after old sweets? Yeah. So is this an ongoing game that you two
we
play?
We have literally a book ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, straight up, what happened was he said Super 40 Enemas to me on the phone, right? And the minute he said it, I went, Mariah Intensive Care, right? And we've 75... names now. We've got Vanda Skin Graft Generator.
Fantastic.
You know, NHS Club 7.
He sent me an email of top 10 bands from the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't keep up with him. He's too fast and all that kind of stuff. And
it was incredible, yeah. Because it was Tom Pretty and the Heartbreakers, like Pretty and all this kind of stuff. Incredible.
He's a genius.
The Spinal Tapestry.
Fantastic. Hopefully I've put him in touch with Harry Shearer.
That's my one. Have you?
Harry Shearer came in and he wanted to...
He did say, yeah.
He wanted to have a chat with him, so I've kind of swapped their emails and stuff.
Because they're all big fans, yeah. Of XCC, obviously.
Harry was raving about Partridge. Yeah. We will get to the record in a minute. I'm nodding to your PR lady who sat here very politely going, yeah, this is all very nice, but what about a bit of pugwash?
Bony embolism as well. And that was 20 minutes in the car coming down, you know, driving down the motorway. And of course, it stops people talking. That's why you make up these games, because you're on the road. You know, it's 5 hours. And so we're sitting there, and no one said it for 20 minutes, and then bony embolism. That's going in. So,
have you been on the tour bus with Brian Wilson's band yet? Had you done that when we met, or were you going to?
That's the thing. They arrived early to see the Duckard Lewis Method gig.
Yeah.
Which,
like, Jeffrey Foskett and the band came to see you.
Jeffrey, Proben, Gregory, Scott Bennett, Nelson, of course, my dear friend Nelson Bragg, and they all stood in the mosh pit at the Tuckard Lewis Method gig. But there's 10,000 people
moshing away to Diamond Lewis.
Padding away.
I've not heard that word for like 20 years as
but
well.
There's
well
a
done.
Pit for yeah. the press. Because what happens is, especially on a kind of a big event, photographers come in for 10 minutes. Take some shots and go off.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have to have their room to take them and where the security stands and all that kind of stuff. So they came in and stood in there, all the Brian Wilson band and some family members and stuff and friends. And there was 10,000 people. It was packed. It was the kind of headline of the Stoya tent. And they sang away and they were brilliant. We hung out afterwards and, you know, so it was a very special night. But then we made some fun saying we're going to split up because of musical similarities.
Yeah.
That was a joke. And people in Ireland have gone mad saying, how dare they? I bought the record. What are they doing? So we really got into trouble over it. Neil just went, oh, we're splitting up. It was a joke.
Yeah.
Because we're going to do some gigs next year, I think, some university stuff. And hope.
Well, the new thing, but you should get two people to replace you, because the new thing is having no original band members. The Sugar Babes, there's no original members in there. I was reading a book about the Birds, and in the 80s, there was a version of the Birds touring that was just the drummer, no one else.
I was shown a bootleg 2 nights ago by a friend of mine.
Yeah.
A Birds bootleg with the original lineup on the cover and the back.
Yeah.
And the album was the Michael Clarke lineup.
Yeah.
From about 84. And it was appalling.
Awful, of course.
They were all drunks.
Yeah.
Just on stage getting drunk. And Michael Clarke was playing as bad as he always did.
Yeah, he's not a good drummer. He's not a strong drummer.
Looked great though.
Yeah.
But, and so, I mean, kind of, so Sugar Babes, Duckard Lewis, same comparison, yeah.
I've noticed similarity. The same.
The beards, obviously.
I would say the same pop sensibilities, because Duckworth Lewis and Pugwash, let's swing it around to the whole reason you're here for. I was listening to the Giddy, isn't it?
Giddy.
It's Giddy, isn't it? Yeah. I was listening to Giddy on the way in just to re-familiarise myself with them. And you, as you know, very kindly, you sent me pretty much your whole back catalogue.
Very nice, yeah.
I know, it's wonderful. It's a treat and I love it. It's and we're always bigging you up on the show. But it's, you know, it's pure pop. And that's not a condescending word, I don't think. When used in that context, it's...
Well, it's cool because we bow at the altar of pure pop, but we did an RT TV programme in Ireland, and the guy was so bad introducing us, he said, poor pop. This is poor pop. I mean, And we thought that was brilliant. We thought, because we are kind of working class lads.
It's a new genre, poor pop.
Yeah, poor pop. So we've turned pure pop into poor pop.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, it's poor pop.
It is. But thank you. Yeah, we just, you know, ELO fan, you know, from being a kid and stuff. So
all the influences are there and are obvious. You know, there's the Beach Boys, there's XTC, there's ELO, there's that kind of sort of 70s kind of Kings vibe to it. Yeah. It's all in there. Okay, here's the question. What is your favourite band of all time? And I don't want any... It's difficult. I want an answer, for goodness sakes, Thomas.
The Doolies.
Hands up. Who's old enough to remember the Doolies?
Me.
Oh, come on, Sue. Put your hand up. Look at these kids. You don't know...
I met the Doolies at a signing session in a record shop in Dublin. 1979. They were promoting Wanted. Remember that?
Vaguely.
Now, the reason why I went in is because I saw them on top of the Pops, and the girls in the band left nothing to the imagination.
They were. My mum always...
When they wore the buttons.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
My mum was always fascinated by the Doolies because she wanted to... She's like, what are they wearing this time, these bloody Doolies? Because they were always dressed like tarts. For that era.
Well, during the punk era, your mother went, the bloody Doolies. It wasn't anything to do with Sid Vicious or...
Oh, it's the Doolies.
The
punk never happened in our house. Come on, we were like middle-class kids growing up. You know, there was no punk in our house.
No punk in our house. Sorry. Well, the thing was, when I saw Come On Everybody video on Top of Pops, went to number one, do you remember? And he was up on the bike.
Mm.
Sid.
I've seen it since. I don't remember the first time around.
I remember watching that. Yeah. And that was pretty rock and roll. I do remember going, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because he was up on a bike with no helmet.
Yeah.
Big thing. And he was, and he was singing... Come on, everybody, really badly, but it was just something amazing about it. Mm. So punk kind of happened in Dublin, even though, you know. So it was Gary Numan mainly as well, though, at the time, wasn't it?
Really? Yeah.
He set off a lot of alarm bells in people's heads.
Yeah.
What is he?
I was, do you know, the 80s thing, like, I wasn't really, in the 80s, I was like just listening to the Monkees and the Beach Boys, so the whole 80s thing kind of bypassed me and
absolutely,
I missed
that's the thing, I was always thinking if I was brought up, it was around the 60s, would I have been listening to 40s music?
Mm.
Because in the 80s, I was listening to 60s music. And stuff.
Yeah, it makes you think,
doesn't it? I don't know, you know.
40s music's all right, though. A bit of early Franks and Bing, stuff like that. It kind of rocks.
Frank and Beans.
Frank and Beans. Now, Giddy, this is a compilation, is that right? Of like...
Yes. Of 10 years of albums in Ireland.
10 years?
Like funeral pyres everywhere. Bonfires. Getting rid of them. Now, honestly, 99 was my first album, and then four albums between then and now. And Andy signed a deal with me last year.
Was it Ape Records, Ape Music?
Ape Records, Records. And he just said, I want to do a compilation of all the previous albums.
Yeah.
And then release 11 Modern Antiquities next year in the UK. So, Nice to Be Nice went to radio and Absolute was fantastic playing it. And Jeff gave it Record of the Week. You didn't. And
Listen, at that time I was only doing one show a week. I didn't have Record. We don't have Records of the Week.
Look at how I mess. It was brilliant. I mean, I got a text off you. I think you were in Hawaii.
Yeah, I texted you from Hawaii. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I asked you to look for that guy I knew I met once from
Was in Japan. That was in Japan.
Oh, that was Japan,
from Japan, yeah.
That was, he didn't even check for me.
Yeah. I got a text. Tell him
Mr. Lee in Japan. He's your friend or what?
He's a short fellow with dark hair. I owes him some money. I said, well, that narrows it down to about 60 million people. I'll keep an eye out.
While you were there, did you even have a look?
You would love it. Have you been to Japan?
I haven't, no.
Oh, go, man. You'd love it. I spent.
Imagine me in Japan.
Well, we should go together. We tower over them in different ways. They're the tiniest.
The thing is, though, like, they travel. They're all tiny. They travel. Yeah. And look at me getting on public transport.
Ah. Like, they give
a
you
a cyclops coming into town.
Walk around with a guitar. They would love you. We went...
Pugzilla.
They have tower... They still have Tower Records over there, right?
Do,
so
yes.
I went to Tower Records and they had this wonderful whole section fenced off, and they were celebrating the re-release of the Beatles records, the Beatles CDs, and they had bands that have been influenced by the Beatles, and they had load of XTC stuff, load of Beach Boys stuff, and they had this amazing band called Box. I'm going to burn Box CD and send it to you. They're a late 80s Japanese Beatles rip-off band. It's amazing.
Great.
It is amazing. Temptation Girl is one of the best pop songs you're ever going to hear.
Late 80s Japanese pop.
Late 80s, but they just sound like the Beatles. If the Beatles had stuck together and moved to Japan and become Japanese, Box is what they would have sounded like.
So they don't like any Yoko stuff now?
They didn't go for the Yoko vibe. But, so, listen, the album Giddy, it's out now. It's been out for a wee while, I think.
It has been, it's been out about a month and a half or so.
Is it selling? Is it going well?
Well, for the label, it's going really well.
Good.
You know, that's all we can ask, you know, because I'm pretty much obviously unknown apart from Duckard Lewis. And But, you know, some people just love Neil, of course, and that's fine. But I've got a lot of new fans over. It's been a crossover, which has been great, you know. So we're going to stick Monorail to Radio as well, which is a really cool track.
Monorail's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a silly little... And funny enough, that did really well in Australia back in 2003.
Right.
Because Triple J over there picked up on it.
Yeah.
Because they were building a monorail in Sydney.
Fantastic.
And it was like 12, 15 weeks under airplay charts. Got number 4 or something, 3.
I see, what song was I listening to that...
That was Kills. I was going to go to radio here. So.
Finer Things in Life.
Yeah.
That's a tune, man. That's
well,
a song.
Oh, but can I say this now? Honestly, I've wanted to say this for 10 years.
Say it.
I'm sorry, I'm a bit nervous. No, Robbie Williams, I always thought...
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to make money. Look at me.
No. Right?
Robbie Williams, take that song, record it with strings, go for it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I wrote it when I was 18.
Right. Finer Things in Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it.
And I'm proud of that because it's a lovely song. I'm very proud of it.
It's a beautiful song.
But it was recorded forced out. We did the acoustic guitars in a toilet.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It sounds wonderful.
That's the thing. I had to go with the sound. Yeah. Yeah. It's all about, you know.
I was listening to it on the tube. I listened to it on the tube. Rewound that song straight away and heard it and listened to it again 2 times in a row.
Yeah, people really, you know, I can do it if you want.
Would you mind?
I'd love to, yeah.
Then.
You can edit anyway when I'm taking stuff out, by the way.
Yeah, no, we'll keep this being. This is probably the best bit of the interview. Thomas is removing a guitar.
Removing it.
From his guitar case.
Can you need a guitar mic'd up, though, don't you?
No, it'll be fine like this.
You're going to have to edit now. I've heard a Northern Ireland accent in the room. I didn't hear an accent there. Where are you from?
Derry.
Derry, man. The Guido.
Guido Bar, know it well.
Is it your local?
Ah, it is,
In the Guido. That's the one. Neil is from Derry. Well, we lived in Derry for a long time. Neil Hannon.
Did he?
Yeah. Neil did a lot of stuff in Derry. And my bass player, the guy who's engineered all my records, lived in Derry for 3 years. That's how I know.
Oh, this will sound fine. This will sound lovely.
I normally blast out so I can just scream across. But well, thanks for the C4 and Things Like That's really cool. Because
it's a wonderful
tune. Primitively recorded. But
yeah.
So I always thought, like, if we didn't redo it, people love the original anyway. I'm not dishing it at all. Yeah. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
But I've always thought, like, you know. Do you know what? How much are you getting paid a week?
that was brilliant. No, studio rather than me.
No, this is perfect. Honestly, if that. I'll tell you what's going to happen here. What you do is that, and you do, and then you just do that.
It'll be all right on just that one mic. The one mic will be fine.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Okay. It's a Lennon-y chord, so.
It's a very it reminiscent of late Lennon, isn't it? It's good.
Yeah.
Away you go.
Okay, here we go. Now, I must say, right? Don't slag me. The first line of this is, if I fail, would you stop to pick me up? Now, in this current state, you know.
Okay.
Give it a go. If I fail, would you stop to pick me up? If I'd cry, would you wipe away the tears? If I knew something I could never share, would you be there to help me anyway? Silly, but it's true, so stop me if I'm boring you. You take me up and you bring me down. I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love. You build me up and you break me down. I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love. The finer things in life. What you need silently, silly girl. You were nobody's child, but still you have the strength to steal my soul. And all the time, was I too blind to see what had come over me?
up and you bring me down. I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love. You build me up and you break me down. I can't get enough of your love. I can't get enough of your love. The finer things in life is what you need.
Isn't it? That's a song, man.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
But if you kept hearing that.
Yeah, that ruined it a little bit.
It was my button on my shirt.
That ruined it a little bit. That was.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You can sit down if you want, man. You've earned your plug.
I'm proud to be here.
Thank you for that. That's wonderful. And just, you know, a well crafted song. And, you know, a beautiful voice as well. I'm not flirting with you, but it's...
Thanks a lot. Cheers, man.
Yeah, that's the real voice.
Yeah.
Are you doing any gigs over here?
The thing is, obviously with Sue here, and I'm sorry, Sue, because our wonderful PR person has to have gigs to back up and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was too tight to get one in this year. So early next year, we are doing with the band.
Do it.
I think like a kind of a Dingwalls, kind of something like that. Stop laughing. You don't want your PR person laughing.
Laughing when you make a suggestion of where he's going. Why are you laughing? That's a good suggestion.
I think it's probably 300 capacity.
Does Dingwall still exist?
It's a great venue.
I've been to a gig for years. Last gig I went to was Fleetwood Mac last Friday at the Wembley Arena.
Fleetwood Carnarvon and Stevie Twix. That's part of this. That's one of the sweet. Do you not know that one? No?
No.
Yeah,
I didn't. So early next year. Well, if you come and do some gigs next year, come back in. Come in and
play
some songs.
Anytime I'm here, I'm going to be hounding you.
We will sell tickets and stuff like that. So what is next for you? Is this your kind of like last bit of business? And then it's Christmas, or are you busy up until Christmas?
I'm actually doing a thing tonight. Actually, when is this? Well,
this is tonight. This is Wednesday now. So did you do a thing yesterday, or are you doing it tonight?
What time on Wednesday is it?
This is about 11:30 on Wednesday night. So you did something earlier?
I did a great gig earlier. No, I did a thing for Mr. David Hepworth.
Who's that?
The man who owns Word Magazine, but okay, Whistle Test, David Hepworth.
Oh, yeah.
And Word Magazine have been brilliant to us. And I'm doing a kind of a true stories told live kind of thing. He has it above a pub in London. And he has some friends come in and tell stories, and I'm going to go and tell a story and play a song.
You went and you've told stories and
played
a song.
No, I'm going to go back tonight anyway later on just for the fun of it and play outside.
It's confusing, this time travel nonsense. I'm trying to watch.
Yes,
Lost
I just
my
did.
Wife
it was movie. Really. It went really well.
It was good. Very quickly, we will let you go.
Yeah.
What was the Christmas song? Tinsel and Marzipan.
Yeah.
That we're celebrating
Do you
Christmas.
Like it?
Oh man, we're celebrating Christmas all this week on the show because.
What are you going
to
play?
It can't start. Do you want us to play it?
Just play yourself at home.
Which song do you want us to play? We'll play any song you want, boss.
Well, no, the thing is, I kind of mentioned to Andy that, we could run with that as a Christmassy thing for the laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's got Neil on it.
Yeah.
You know, Duckard Lewis are on it.
Yeah.
And Mundy, who's a kind of an Irish act, and Dave Gregory's on it from XTC.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a song I wrote for Irish epilepsy, Brainwave. And it just went really well. It was my only chart song ever.
Where did it
get to? Apparently Duckard Lewis. Got the 23 in the Irish singles chart.
That's good though, isn't it?
And Don't Walk Away by ELO.
Yeah.
Don't even ask. Ooh. 1980, got to number 23. So, you know.
Touched by Greatness. Let's play it. We're celebrating Christmas all this week. We're playing Tinsel and Marzipan then, man. That's going to be
on
the
monorail, when it comes in, you got to play the monorail.
Well, I tell you what, I'm making a rule here. We're having two pug songs. Do you want monorail as well?
They're very kind.
Listen, the album is giddy. there's other stuff. If you like that, go and buy that. If you like that, there's other stuff I'm sure you can find online.
There's loads of.
You can get all the Irish albums. Can you hear on Amazon?
On the Ape site, you can buy all my previous records there.
Go and get
them. But look at the artwork on Giddy. What you think?
It's beautiful. The box is wonderful.
Yeah. By the way, don't worry about the head on me in the middle.
Hang on a minute. Did Partridge do this?
He did. It was with Andrew Swainson from Cactus Design, who's
he's good.
Wonderful visual guy.
Oh, hello. look. Wanted. These men are wanted.
The thing is...
Do not let them leave the country.
It was supposed to be kind of blotted out, as in, like, it's supposed to look like kind of a slightly badly drawn fairground stuff. It's all on the side of it, like a waltzer.
Instead, you look a little bit like Chris Moyles.
That's why it looks like I'm having a stroke. It's Chris
Moyles. Hey, listen, mate, it's lovely to see you again, as always.
Chris Moyles, those DJs with ailments.
Shut up. Shut up and go away now, please, for goodness sakes. Listen, the album is Giddy. If there are any gigs coming up, we will mention them like there's no tomorrow.
Keep in touch.
It's a pleasure to see you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, it was a pleasure, mate. Thanks.
Cheers. Hey, that's wonderful, man. Thank you so much. I'm just going to turn these...